After less than 4 hours in school, the day is already over for these children. It's the annual dry season in the Philippines, but the heat has become too intense for most people. This elementary school in a Manila suburb has cut classes short to allow students to go home before temperatures peak in the afternoon.
So very unbearable, especially with the little children. They have nosebleed, then many have fever and cough. So it is very difficult for them to concentrate.
Some parents worry their children will be learning less, but others agree that health comes first.
Okay yon kasi number one.
It's fine because health is the number one concern, and their teachers still monitor them closely even when they're at home. We have to take videos of them when they do their homework.
In one secondary school south of Manila, nearly 150 students suffered heat stroke last month. 7 of them fainted. 2 had to be taken to a hospital.
It's not just this school that is adapting to the extreme heat. Others have started what's called blended learning, where students spend half of the week in school and the other half at home, learning online or through print modules.
Parts of Asia, including Laos, Myanmar, Vietnam, and China, registered record temperatures in April. In Thailand, the heat index reached 54 degrees Celsius, the highest in its history. And in Malaysia, the environment minister warned of the risk of forest fires creating haze and pollution.
Climate change is playing a factor here, because if you look at the global assessment reports that have been released in the last few recent years, it has always been saying that climate change is unequivocal. We will be getting, in the future, we'll be getting warmer temperatures.
Adding to the problem, an impending dry spell due to El Nino. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has ordered the creation of a new Water Resources Management Office. And the Department of Agriculture, which he heads, plans to distribute climate-resistant rice to farmers. But officials admit, the effects of El Nino and a changing climate cannot be avoided, only mitigated. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Manila.